Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I greatly appreciate it. It's a very tremendous thing you've decided to do. You should be honored for it. And indeed, the men that I'm introducing right now shall honor you for doing so. With me, as of late, a man named Steve. Steve, how are you tonight, buddy?
Doing well. Doing very well.
Wow. Proud of you.
As well could be.
In your opinion, see, don't use just these comparisons and express your opinions as standards. I'll get into this in a little bit. I got into a little bit of an online argument I'd like to talk about a little later in the show. But Steve, we've missed a couple of weeks. We took some time off. Are you aware of why we took some time off? Do you know why, Steve? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus is another year older. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Steve.
And happy birthday to baby Jesus.
Steve, you're not one of those people that decides to forego the Merry Christmas for the Happy Birthday Jesus greeting, are you?
No. Of course. I'm whatever anybody says to me. Like, if I go buy cigarettes at the bodega and the guy's like, Happy Diwali, I'm like, fuck yeah, Festival of Lights. I saw that shit on Google. They took a picture of India.
Do you have an Indian girl fetish? Would you say that?
Fetish? No, but
did you learn the Indian holidays so that you could eventually bed down a fucking dry-haired
I know you're
girl of aroma and knowledge? I don't know. What do you say? Listen, ladies out there, if you happen to be of Indian descent, hey, I'm sure you do wonderful things with Papadum. You're just not up my alley. Sorry. I like a different flavor ice cream. Okay, one that doesn't have fucking pepper in it. I'm sorry,
you know what's
Steve.
Nice though?
What's nice?
The Indians that are taught by the British imperial teachers, so when they speak English, they have a British accent.
It's absolutely frightening.
I think it's frightening, but I think it's also way hotter than a girl that speaks with a harsh Indian accent.
That's true. That's true. Because the line between their English and their native tongue of whatever. You see, I'll say, hey, she speaks Indian. She's like, no, I don't. I speak Punjabi. Or I speak... I don't know. I don't know the languages.
It is basically. Punjabi.
Is
You're
it?
Right. Good. I think there's Punjabi, Hindi, and something else. Urdu.
Maybe if things don't work out, me and Amanda, I could bed down a little fucking...
Dunkin' Donuts employee?
Yeah, no thanks. Okay, let's get racist.
I was there 5 minutes ago, I think.
All right. You can construe this as racism all you want, but I don't feel this way. I don't really hate somebody. Just like I don't hate pistachio ice cream. I choose not to eat it because I don't enjoy it. So
pistachios are awesome by themselves.
Sure. It's not to say that I haven't been looking for a place that serves awesome pistachio ice cream, but I've just never really cared for it. So let's just say this, Steve. Have you ever seen a truly hot Indian girl that isn't in some fucking movie or some kind of goddamn runaway rags to riches fucking dance musical out of Bollywood? You've seen in real life?
Yes.
In its natural habitat?
of Dunkin' Donuts, I would assume, is the natural habitat for Indians in America.
Wearing a pink, orange, and brown uniform.
And that little poker hat with no top to it. It's just a brim, and it says Dunkin' Donuts on the top.
Yeah.
This girl mops the floors, but she... this is what's weird about this girl. She doesn't look Indian. She looks like Filipino or something.
Well, that's why you like her. You can't say there is a hot Indian girl. She's so hot. She looks Filipino.
No, but there's a.
It's like I tasted the best banana ever. It tasted like watermelon. It makes no sense.
I'm not black.
Well, I didn't want to get that racist. See, there's a certain flavor of racism that could get you killed if you happen to be dragged to a certain area of the Bronx, which is supposedly the safest neighborhood in America. Pussy stain. So what I'm saying, Steve, is when you're admiring this Indian girl who's mopping the floor at the Dunkin' Donuts, what about her suits your fancy?
Well, you know what it is? I think you already explained it. She breaks the mold. She's not like an 85-pound, like 5'3", little, like tiny Indian girl.
Yeah.
She's heavy, got curves. She's about 6 foot tall.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she like I said, breaks
Dal Sim.
She's got a little more weight on her than Dal Sim, and I don't think her arms and legs extend, but she's got long legs.
Wait a minute.
Maybe a bit of Dal Sim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot Dal Sim's power was that he was elastic in his arms, which is impossible to forget if you even remember the name Dal Sim. But I did, because you planted an image of a brown grimace when you were describing her. Just a brown, sad grimace mopping up your fucking latte milk and just hating you as you fucking stare at her and turn her into a sex object in your fucking mind. By the way, in our chat room, if you're listening live, please feel free to go to the chat room on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Our buddy Goatweed, it says in all caps, to each his own, which leads me to believe that he spent quite a few years in IT circles and has an Indian fetish himself. He likes a girl that smells like a Visual Basic compiler. That's what he likes.
Like jasmine and green tea.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, this is just fucking hateful. I tried to start it up by talking about Christmas, and here we are disparaging the Indian people.
I love the Indian people.
You do?
I really don't hate them. Like, if it's in certain senses, I don't like to deal with Indians. Like being a person working at a store where the prices might be somewhat negotiable.
Oh,
you never want to. You don't want to encounter Indians because they're hardcore negotiators. Yeah. Just like people of the Jewish
race. We're never going to make it in any media outlet.
No, well, you can't attack the Jews and expect to stay on the air.
This will be the one snippet that they hear. The day the LARPer attacked the Jews.
Well,
way to go.
You know what? Like, I'm still not even sure. I'm 32. What is Jewish? Are you a religion if you're Jewish? Isn't that Hebrew? Or is that what's the difference between Jewish and Hebrew? Like, I still don't understand.
I am kind of in the same quandary, basically, because I know I'm a Catholic. I was raised as a Catholic, but I would never say I'm half Catholic if my mom happened to have married a fucking guy who celebrates Diwali. I wouldn't be half Catholic.
However, I would be
half Italian. So I'm not saying that – I don't think that Judaism is an ethnicity, which it's often treated as, because I think – and the reason it is because they tend to stick to their own, except for recently when there's been a spike in the number of Christian men who have been taken by the Jewess. The Jewess.
Jewess?
Yes.
Is that a
the wild-eyed plaid? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking. Raven-haired Jewess stalks her prey, stalks her Jesus-loving prey, and makes kids who have who complain, and they make kids who complain about every fucking ailment ever, and they know the name of every prescription drug that they've ever, that's ever been issued to a human. I just wanted to talk about Christmas. Now, we've already insulted the Jews, the Indians, the blacks, to a small extent. I want that on the record.
All right, let's attack the Christians.
Well, we were talking about Christmas.
So let's
let's do it. Let's talk about the presents. Let's talk about the festivities, the time. Because face it, it's the time of year where you don't go to work. Everybody saves up days. You just bum around in your fucking pajama pants and fester in your own filth and get that kind of like between the ball bag and thigh cheese going from 2 to 3 days unshowered as you play your new fucking video game like a goddamn child.
That fresh baked bread crotch smell, Frank,
oh,
I think
so
alluded
delicious.
To.
So delicious. It does smell yeasty. A little yeasty, like the partially baked loaves that you get at a ShopRite and bring home and impress the dinner
sourdough
guests.
Bakery in San Francisco.
Yeah, Active Cultures. I try to keep it simple. It's no longer exciting, you know. Christmas. I'm in my 30s. I'm officially a 30 something. Okay, I'm 31 years old, which means I'm 30 and something. So I'm a fucking 30 something at this point. Christmas should not be something special, but it's something that you do. You do it until you're dead. Once you do it, you always do it. So I'm going to continue doing it, and it's not magical anymore. I don't have the fucking spirit. I'd like to think that I could get it back. I just don't have it. So I try to make everything easy, Steve. Do you have a lot of people to shop for? Do you have
a
lot of people?
See, you say you make it easy, you would love my family because we gave up on Christmas
Steve,
probably about 12 years ago.
Let me stop you right there. I already love your family. So you stopped giving presents 12 years ago?
No, we do a secret Santa instead of getting everybody a goddamn gift. You know, there's 25 people in a secret Santa.
Do you have a poster in the kitchen that basically tells you how you should either fill the coffee pot or turn the burner off? It sounds very office-y to have a family secret Santa. It sounds very office-y, very corporate, very cold.
No, we have fun with it because like we also have a 50-50 raffle on Christmas.
You have a fucking 50-50
yes.
raffle?
Yeah, everybody puts in $5.
How many people? Names. How many people? Yay, I won $10.
25 people times
shit.
$5 is $125 split in half is $62.50 each.
Not a bad idea. What kind of taste does the house get?
There is no house.
Oh, come on. Who the fuck runs this? Who's going to buy the tickets next year?
Well, we have to buy them every year. It's either my mom or my aunt. The two sisters, they kind of run the show, and no one can screw around.
To be honest, my cousins have a large family. They have, you know, 5 kids, and their kids have kids, and it's just expanded, and it's unsustainable for gift giving. And I heard that recently they went your route. They didn't go the fucking town fundraiser carnival route of having a goddamn 50-50 and a fucking and a whirligig in the fucking front yard with some toothless black guy begging for tips as they let people on.
Hey, it works.
He does.
We have fun on it.
It's true. But they did set a price limit, and you get one person, and you buy for that person, and there's a limit. What's your guy? How do you manage it? Do you have a limit? Per gift?
Yeah, $25 per gift.
$25 per gift? Holy shit.
But you're supposed to be imaginative with your gift. Like, you can't, like most, because
so you're, wait, your whole fucking spending on Christmas is $25?
No, I mean, like, I get my brother something, I get my niece's stuff, I get my mom's stuff, but I mean, like, then we have our family party.
Oh, well,
and it's like the gift giving of that family party that we have every year.
Okay, see, we just don't do that. We just don't get gifts for everybody. The only like I'll get something for my aunt, and it's usually a thoughtless gift. It's usually a fucking I like, oh well, shit, what is she like? She like, oh, she's always talking about Dunkin' Donuts. So I'll get her goddamn Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Yo, don't knock it, man. I realize since I get Dunkin' every single day, my mom got me a $100 Dunkin' gift card. I'm like, you know, I'd rather have the 100 cash. I'm like, dude, I'll go through this in like 25 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, $250 a day. It's like $100. And then you realize how fast you kill a $100 gift card. And you're like, wow, did I really spend that much on coffee?
Just sitting there watching that fucking little fucking spicy pork chop clean the fucking tile. Just thinking about what might be. What kind of mocha latte skin kids you could make.
I actually switched to a different Dunkin' Donuts than that place.
Really?
Yeah, and I found one because I smoke a weird brand of cigarettes, Nat Sherman cigarettes, and I usually find a Dunkin' Donuts near.
Nat Sherman?
Yeah.
That sounds like some fucking activist from the civil rights movement.
He might have been. I don't know, but it's whatever. I find a place that sells them, and I find the nearest Dunkin' Donuts to go to. Okay. So I found another one nearby, and apparently it's all like 18 to 19-year-old white hot girls that work at this new one I've gone to.
Okay, so it's a freshly opened one. That's why.
It's a new one to me. It's been there for years.
It must have just recently changed hands. This shit doesn't happen. Those are daughters or cousins of the owner. Okay, they haven't been able to fill all the positions
yet.
Here's why what?
Here's why it's all white girls, because I'm sure if I go north or west of where I live, there's no Indians living in any of those counties north or west of where I live.
I used to work in a very affluent area of New Jersey. There were no Spaniards in that town.
Yeah.
Except behind every counter at the fucking restaurant. You talk to any one of them, oh yeah, fucking basically towns that are 30 miles away. They all would drive there. And the reason they would drive there is because people tip in these towns. And they like the occasional plate of fucking rice and beans. And they like a good one. They don't want some fucking guy that makes bagel and fucking smoked salmon every morning and then puts on a fucking poncho with a drawn-on curly mustache and pretends to be Mexican every fucking lunch. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry about this. I had a mental image. And I was trying to deliver
that you had
to
go with.
But let me just tell you something. There were no Spaniards in that town. And they made the effort. So I don't think your excuse of saying that the reason there's no Indians at your Dunkin' Donuts, your new oasis of a Dunkin' Donuts with all these white chicks that are probably happy and smiling. Are they excited to give you your drinks?
The girl that mops there? Because I went,
loves
I actually
it,
went
right. She loves it.
Yo, she was like whistling Dixie. She had like a song on her phone playing,
brand new. You can't fucking mop more than 10 floors and still enjoy it, Steve. Brand fucking new. Someone just bought that, and they don't have enough employees, so they have their whole fucking every cousin, every niece. Fucking just anybody that likes to bring fucking budding tits out of a fucking t-shirt working there just to attract new business and take people away from the sour Indian faces that fucking spit in drinks.
Yeah.
And I say sour because they've served so many drinks, they're just immune to feeling for somebody who wants a fresh breakfast. They're just immune. You go there to purchase something that they're going to prepare for you. That should bring a little bit of joy to someone who's preparing food. It doesn't, because they have to do that. And they've had to do it for years. Someone who's brand new, you can take the shittiest job ever. The first day, you'll kind of like it. You'll kind of like it. So if you're still enjoying your fucking menial labor job of cleaning and pouring drinks for the likes of Steve the LARPer, you haven't been doing it long.
I don't know. I've been going there. I think this place became maybe like a month ago. Actually, no, it was a couple months ago when it flooded, because I couldn't get to the nearby town because I was surrounded, and I found my cigarettes at a different store with a Dunkin' Donuts nearby.
Interesting.
And so 3 months she's been working there, and she's been mopping floors.
So this all goes back to me saying that I don't necessarily know what my aunt likes. Except I know she has at least at one point in her life said that she consumed a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. So now ever since then I just buy the fucking gift card and put it in an envelope and I sign my name and I wrote Merry Christmas on it. And maybe I draw a fucking snowman or a fucking tree with goddamn balls on it. And a star on top.
I was going to say,
I'd say, Merry Christmas.
A subtle cock.
Merry Christmas, Auntie. here you go. Go enjoy some fucking drinks. Except this year, I asked Amanda if she'd pick up the gift card, and I got a call, and she said, "How much do you want on the gift card?" And usually I get her like $50, crazy, right, Steve? Because it's someone I don't know the tastes of, and I just do it. I just do that because it seems like a number that I should be doing. And she goes, "Okay, how's 45 sound?" And I'm thinking, well, it sounds better. It's almost as good as 50, and it's going to cost me $5 less.
I don't know if you can go 45, man. It sounds like you were aiming for a denomination lower than what you could just pick up off the store rack.
I was at work. I didn't put it together until I got home. 45. And she had three $15 Dunkin' Donuts.
That's even worse. That's like breaking it down. That's like getting a $40 gift card in $4 denominations.
She probably went to a fucking a mobile and stepped in and spun around the little carousel of fucking gift card choices, and saw, oh, they have Dunkin' Donuts here. I don't have to go. I don't have to get the real one from the permanently frowning subcontinent of Indian descent person. So yeah, three of them. The card was about an inch thick when I handed her the envelope. She was somewhat excited in opening it.
It was a brick. And a brick of Dunkin' Donuts cards.
It here's how this goes down. We usually see my cousins and my aunt on Christmas Eve, where we do the typical Italian, we're going to eat a lot of fish and be loud, and God forbid you bring someone who's not Italian here who doesn't understand, they're going to fucking break up with you.
you yell across the room.
I don't know how many new faces over the years that I've seen brought to that Christmas Eve dinner that have never come
back.
Go away
the next day.
Just never come back. They just don't. they didn't fucking want to be a part of this. Just permanently screaming. 25 different conversations and then 30 second lulls of just fucking sopping greasy fish into your fucking mouth. So there's a lot of people there.
Awesome.
There's a lot of people there. And if we give gifts to somebody on that side of the family, you do it then. And my aunt is, has gotten some stature. She has been granted, by living. She gets to sit at near the beginning of the table, where it goes basically the people that are going to die next
are all on one side,
are at the top, and then the people that statistically are going to live the longest are at the other end. So from, you know, descending from age, they're there. So you have to make the trek up to the front of the table in the face of all these screaming
death.
People with fucking cod hanging out of their fucking mouth, sipping wine glasses and talking and debating religion and fucking police work and politics.
Sounds,
every fucking
sounds
year.
Like my kind of party, man.
Steve, if you want, I will let you play the role of me next year. You can go on my behalf next year.
I'm Kenny's proxy.
And just I'll make sure you have the balls to bring a fucking one gift card. I brought this fucking inch.
Can it be for
this inch thick envelope? This fucking envelope that was an inch thick. It looked like I was dropping off a fucking a wad of cash in a fucking envelope in a goddamn pillowcase at some fucking Ginzo wedding. I handed this to her and I said, "Merry Christmas." She goes, "Oh my God, what is this?" I had to say right away, "Don't get excited."
Don't get excited.
Don't get excited. It's just a weird thing. Just don't get excited. She opens up and literally the fucking cards spill out all over her lap because they were just bound like those fucking spring snakes in a peanut brittle can, just bound in there. They fucking
Jack
spilled
in the box
out.
In an envelope.
They spilled out all over her fucking lap, and she goes, "Oh, I drink there. I drink the coffee there." And well, politely picked it up. "Thank you. You didn't have to do that." And then put it away, and that was that. But there was a definite moment of, what the fuck is this? Why didn't you just get, like, if you could read somebody's face, it would have this closed caption of, what? Why didn't you just get one fucking card? I was excited. Maybe there was some kind of homemade picture collage. Maybe you figured out that I enjoy something other than fucking pipe water tasting coffee served in styrofoam cups. No. That's all I know about you. except now I know that you prefer one card. Another thing, Steve, that I didn't really realize, when you have three cards, you're going to use them in the same place because they're all for the same place. But now you're going to also have three cards with like 23 cents on them.
Yeah.
Like, gift cards never just zero out. Like, you're not. No. Once they're like, oh, well, I'm never going to be able to make a purchase entirely with this next time. So I'm either going to just leave it in my wallet forever or throw it in the garbage or on the gutter or leave it on the table. Or put it in the tip cup. Have you ever seen a fucking spent gift card in the tip cup?
No.
Hideous.
I wouldn't even go back to that. If I ever did that somewhere, I would never even go back there. They'd probably hate me.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Slash it into a... put that in the fucking... in the IRS?
Here's my
your balance.
It's the store you work at.
And I like when you have 23 cents, they still dignify it with the word balance. Your balance is 23 cents. Oh,
you're
thank you.
Plus side guy.
I can't even afford a quarter fucking munchkin, you piece of shit. With your dumb fucking prices. Yeah, oh, 23 cents? No. Keep the change, Benit. It's on me. Jesus Christ.
So you do all your presents on the same day with all of your family every year?
With that side of the family.
That side.
That side. That's all the gift giving with them goes on Christmas Eve, because that's just how it is. I don't know. That's what we do. I would prefer the Secret Santa thing. That's pretty nice. You say $25, you have everybody covered. But here's the thing. It sounds great, but you definitely put a kink in it before when you said, but the idea is you get really imaginative with it.
Yeah, you do.
I've known my aunt my entire life, and all I've got is Dunkin' Donuts. She is a person that only likes coffee from one place, and only likes coffee. That's what I've built her entire 70 years. I've boiled and reduced that down to she likes coffee from here. How imaginative do you have to be? Like, what's an acceptable gift? Like, give me an example of what you did with $25 that was so fucking imaginative.
Oh, it's like you have to wrap it nice. It has to look like a gift, even if it's a gift card. You should put it in a gift card, like, you know, those little gift card cards that they have.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Put it in a box or something, or wrap.
Oh, I had
up.
One of those, Steve. The gift card. I had one.
Yeah.
It just happened that it ended up being shaped like a fucking football. Put the shit in it. So you wrap it up. You just do it nice. Does anybody go for like the I spent $25 on a real shitty gift for you. Here you go.
No. Like before we do it. On Thanksgiving is usually when we do it.
Yeah.
You fill out what you want. You put in three things. You have three choices of something around $25. And then, you know, we mix up the names. Everybody chooses a name. You get a different person.
It's too much effort.
I know. It is a lot of effort.
Come up with three things you want, and Secret Santa is going to guarantee you get one of them.
No, it was funny because when it first started, like, people were all like, this, I want that. Now everyone's just like, cash, scratch-off lottery tickets, Visa gift card, $25. Like, Visa gift card, $25. It's just like, yo, give me my $25 that I can't buy drugs with. That's all it is.
Oh, God damn it. Styx is saying in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, he got one of those gift card cards. And when he took the gift card out, there was like a rectangular gift card shaped thing that said place card here.
It's like the place burger here thing on the inside of the wrapping that you get out of a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Or Whopper. Place sung by here. The rapper.
Very fancy.
What was his name?
I don't know. Oh, fuck. Are you you talking about the there was the Burger King DJ from like the late 90s commercials?
Yeah, what was his name? I forget his name.
Yo! It's your boy, Super Dupe! Your Burger King DJ! Oh, you fucking assholes. How many more fucking Whoppers did you need to sell? Yo, it's your boy! Your Burger King DJ? What the fuck? Really? I mean, for, it's bad enough that we think so little of you because every 5 years you change your fucking fries and think it's a big fucking deal.
I saw that.
You hide the fact that every 5 years you choose the shittiest of fast food fries and pass them off as new. It's so fucking bad. And now you think, you know what? I'm going to really spice up our image. Get a little edge on it. Maybe push a few more Whoppers out there with, yo, Super Dupe, your Burger King DJ. I don't need a fucking Burger King DJ, and I don't need anything from fucking Burger King. However, they did, I have to admit, I have to give credit where it's due. They had a little bit of a resurgence with the fucking King that I hate. That little fucking plastic-faced piece of shit King.
He had his own video game.
He did. Sneak King. Yeah.
The best of the $5 games from Burger King that I never played, but people said they loved it.
It was okay. Amanda got him. Okay? She got him. We played it for a little bit. You are the king.
And the, I heard and the racing game, too.
Everybody in the world is fucking asleep. And the whole point of the game is to go near people and say boo until they wake up. $5.
Hey, what do you want?
Terrible.
$5
what do I want? That game probably cost fucking $500,000 to produce.
Yeah, well, you're getting the better end of the deal, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And it still sucked. God damn it. And this is what irritates me. The idea of, we'll sell more if we connect with the young people with what's hot and what's now. So, invariably, when that fucking topic hits the boardroom table and ideas are called for and they need something new, they need something now, they come up with, let's start rapping. Let's get a rapper to fucking talk about our products.
And then the 80-year-old CEO is just like, what's rap?
Yeah,
what is this,
trust me, it's gonna be big.
It's gonna be huge.
I saw, I was working on some stuff. And I was watching TV, which means I wasn't working on stuff. I was putting off working on stuff. But I was watching television, Steve. And there was a fucking dude in a hoodie and a fucking flat-brim baseball hat with his own name written on it, rapping about fucking Hyundais. Rapping about fucking Hyundais. I don't even know how to fucking say the dumb car.
Hyundai.
And I found it. And I wanted to just play this for you. Steve, I don't know if you're familiar with this.
But is this the white guy?
He is a white guy, and he wants to let you know that he's down with fuel efficiency.
Why just talk about your awesome gas mileage?
Ugh.
Get poetic.
Yo, man.
About Hyundai.
Yo, I know you think about fuel efficiency, man. I mean, these gas prices, they're still kind of crazy. But if I'm getting 40, it doesn't really faze me. 40
oh my
miles
God.
To the gallon, that's a lot, son. And with Hyundai, it's four different options.
Word.
Who is this Word. Fucking impressing? Who is this impressing?
At your local Hyundai.
Yo, son, real talk, I'm going to get myself a motherfucking Hyundai. Yeah. 100,000 mile guarantee on that bitch. No. Nobody cares about reliability or fuel efficiency. They care about shitty things they can't afford with shiny, spinny
yes.
wheels and glowing things. And fucking dark window. They don't want to be able to see out of it. They don't want to be able to afford it. And they want to be fucking chased because of it.
Like, they should really just make a commercial of like...
Yo, something. They got four different options. Damn, that's a lot, son. Shut the fuck up with your stupid hoodie. You're 38 years fucking old. Stop it. At what point are you going to stop pretending to be a fucking rapper at the behest of corporations? And his name is DJ Dave. Okay. Granted, DJ New Style is the stupidest name of all time. But if you're going to preface your fucking name with DJ, you never pick a fucking first name. Like, hey, we're going to set it off tonight. At Samuel's 8th birthday party, I'm DJ Mike. Shut the fuck up.
The best is DJ in any biblical name. DJ Paul.
DJ
Jacob.
DJ Zarephath.
DJ Ezekiel.
Yeah. Well, DJ Ezekiel probably would be pretty cool.
Actually, yeah. I think it would be.
Yo, son, 4 different options. Oh, shit, is that fucking bad? And I watched this, and Steve, I have a DVR. Okay. I don't want to brag. I wanted to point that out.
I don't have one.
Hey, you know, some of us aren't as well off as others. I have a DVR.
I'm not big on technology.
I understand. I watched this fucking commercial 4 to 5 times just to see if there was any, like, hint of like, this is a joke. No. This was a serious attempt at having rappers
sell straight into it.
Just so fucking stupid. Absolutely lame. And in some fucking miracle of nature, the very next commercial, Steve, I'm not even fucking shitting you, the next commercial that came on was a Geico commercial. Or not a Geico, an Aflac commercial.
Aflac.
And they were rapping in this fucking commercial, too. You got to hear. I know you probably heard this. By the way, this commercial's probably been around for 16 years. This is the second or third time I've ever heard it. And I think every other time except this, I was in some kind of a fucking neurological coma that it never registered. I just knew that shitty things were happening around me. I actually paid attention this time. And this is what it is right here.
Let's hear.
Okay.
Why do we have Aflac?
Aflac.
And Major Medical?
Major Medical, boy, yeah! I helped pay the doctor. Ain't that enough for you?
There are things Major Medical doesn't do.
Aflac
pays cash so we don't have to fret.
Something family should get.
Like a safety net.
Even helps pay deductibles to cover your back.
The fucking duck!
Family.
The fucking duck is using... Oh, shut the fuck up. The
it's
fucking
Gilbert.
Duck is using the goddamn lily pads as fucking records.
Dude, it's Gilbert Godfrey, too. If it's 15 years... Is it old? This is an old one?
I don't know. I fucking saw it yesterday. I saw it yesterday. It is the
most
heinous thing. Why the fuck would the bird say this? Why the fuck would the dumb fucking bird say this?
Aflac.
No. And Major Medical.
Major Medical, boy, yeah.
And then, like, it would be one thing if...
It's like Biz Markie comes in.
No, those were frogs on a lily pad. They were beatboxing for the fucking pigeon. It would be one thing if they're trying... I don't know what they're trying to say, first of all. It would be one thing if fucking, I guess, Major Medical is a big piece of shit and Aflac's, you know, what you need, right? It would be great if that was it. But they don't murder the pigeon when it says Major Medical, boy. They don't it goes into a whole fucking solo and cooperates with all the other flora and fauna in this fucking gulch of a fucking park.
It's Aflac Park.
Why the fuck does everything need to rap to sell shit? Yep. There are, and also, don't let the white guy in the business suit have any fucking rhythm at all. There are things Major Medical just doesn't do. Shut the fuck up. And why are you explaining this to your kid in a park? And why does your kid give a shit about fucking insurance? You motherfucker.
You want sugar and toys.
There was flora and fauna. Yes. Ah, Christ. Christ almighty.
So what did you get for Christmas? Let's get off this. What did you get?
You want to know what I got?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what, like, every kid says, like, the day after Christmas when you get back to school? It's like, what'd you get, man? What'd you get?
Yeah, sure. When you're 8. I'm fucking 31, Steve. Are we really going to have this? We're the same fucking age, pretty much. And nice. See, I was hoping Kremlin was here to know that Hillary Clinton's not pure as a driven snow. Anyway,
God damn.
They called. They likened him to the Gestapo. This is a joke for one person, and I hate when people do that. But fuck you, my friend Kremlin is in the room, and he knows just what the fuck I'm talking about. Professor Bendel, what's popping off, son? What did I get for Christmas, Steve? I got everything that I wanted because I created an Amazon.com wish list. Oh. I took the pain out of everybody who said, I have to get you something. What do I get you? I don't know what you want. And I'd like to get you something you don't have to return. I said, you know what? Don't get me fucking anything. They said, I'm going to get you something. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll make a list of things I want. So I put it off. They're like, did you make the list yet? No, I didn't make the fucking list yet. You got to do it. I'm doing my job. I didn't make the fucking list yet. So I took like 3 hours one night. And I'm like, what do I want? I don't want anything. I don't want fucking anything. And I'm like, well, okay. Eventually, I want to clean up the room I have all this equipment in and, make it usable as like an office and a studio. I'll get a dry erase board.
What?
I'll get a dry erase board. I put a fucking dry erase board, a poster. A poster of something that some painting that I saw a long time ago that I liked. I put that on there. A fucking marker set. I actually put a used book on there. Not a book. I put a book on there, but I put
but
it.
But
I put
used
it,
as
it was
the
very
preference.
Expensive. So I said, hey, if you are kind enough to buy this book, please buy it used. I was being nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I got. So basically, I asked for things that I might be able to use, get use out of. Not things I'll play with because I'm not a child.
Utility
things that
items.
I'm going to use. And then as hour three of looking for shit to put on a wish list rolls around, I'm like, maybe I want a fucking helicopter. Maybe I want a fucking remote control helicopter. I could handle it. I could do it. Maybe I want a Wii Sports Resort. Maybe I want a Mario game. It would be nice to have I'm going to have a couple days off. Maybe I want a Mario Galaxy. Maybe I want that. And my list of like, oh, I'm going to have practical things that I'll use, that I'll enrich my life with, algorithm textbooks, basically turned into a fucking a child's letter to Santa. And on Christmas morning, I was handed a remote control helicopter,
nice.
A copy of Portal 2, and an Xbox Kinect. I now have an Xbox Kinect, Steve.
Okay.
And naturally, when you get a video game system, you want to play them. You want to try them. So I was ready, Steve. I knew nothing. Here's what I know about fucking Xbox Kinect. This is what I know. And how I also know that I'm becoming a curmudgeonly old fuck who will argue that the daikon in this fucking produce section is not as fresh as when I was a kid. I know that you move. And that's how you play. That's all I do. That's all I know. Yeah, I know the catchphrase. You are the controller. So I set it up. And I saw, hey, I get a free game. Cool. Xbox Kinect Adventures. Oh, and two free downloads. I get a gunslinger fucking, I don't know, whatever. I'll download it. Who gives a shit?
Guns?
And hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Fruit Ninja for Kinect. Uh-oh. I am an avid fan, as also, some of you out there listening are also an avid fan of Fruit Ninja. I know that Eric Vealchop from Geeks of Rage, geeksofrageshow.com. If he's not now, at least at one point he was obsessed with Fruit Ninja on the iPhone. I became similarly obsessed with it, and I was pretty excited. As I know that you move to play the game, maybe I'll get to do some chopping of this shit and enjoy myself a little bit. So I set the other two games up for download, and I pop in the disc that was provided, the Xbox Kinect Adventures. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll fucking do this. I'll try it out. It'll be okay.
And go rafting.
The minute I put the thing in, it said wave to start Kinect. And I waved, and my fucking hand is moving, and the cursor's moving on the TV, which obviously is the fucking point. But the first time it happens, it's pretty fucking mind-blowing. It's pretty amazing that we've gotten to this goddamn point where, like, even as recent as 5 years ago, you trying to use a light gun on a fucking LED TV, LCD TV, doesn't fucking work. You can't fucking play Silent Scope on your new TV.
That's why I have a 15-year-old TV stowed away to play old retro video games so the light gun works still.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, Steve. But the problem with that is you have to have the old TV around. So now here I am. It used to be the interaction was you had a gun and you shot at the TV and things died and it was cool. And then the power glove did whatever the fuck the people that were stupid enough to buy that did. And now here I am. I'm not even connected. I'm not holding anything. And I'm moving the fucking controller. It's pretty fucking impressive. And at this point, I'm all in. So I know now that I'm excited and I'm going to put my all into anything I'm about to do. And I get to the point where it's this game. I'm like, okay. Oh, it's little mini games. All right. Okay, what's this one? It looks like an obstacle course. Great. So I'm on some kind of like conveyor belt thing. And there's little things I have to duck under. There's things I jump over. Oh, I gotta go to the left. Gotta go to the right. Gotta kneel. Gotta jump. Oh, jump to go faster? Sure. Why don't I just keep jumping permanently? I played this fucking game the first time. I put my heart and soul into this game. And I was having a goddamn blast until the very end when you get your final score. I was awarded a silver medal. I was disappointed I didn't get the gold. And then they show you a slideshow of pictures that were taken of you playing this fucking game. Me aloft.
I was just going to say.
My arms aloft. I'm in the shape of a fucking capital Y with my fucking furry belly exposed. I'm trying to get the coins. I'm trying to get the coins, but my fucking paunch, my goddamn gut is showing because I'm jumping and my shirt was pulled up. Oh, it's so embarrassing. So fucking embarrassing.
You want to be the guy with the camera that the first time someone opens a Kinect or like any like Wii system and like learns it for the first time, you want to videotape that guy.
Well, what's weird, if some of you don't have the Kinect, there's every time you turn on the Xbox with it connected, there's a little thumbnail of what it sees that kind of looks like the Predator view of Apollo Creed and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura. Like, you see, like, little outlines of things, and your hands, wherever they are, for whatever magical fucking reason, they're glowing, because those are the things that control it. And I don't know what you guys did when you opened your fucking Kinect, but I showed my dick to it. I just did, because I wanted to see if my dick would light up like my hands did. And then I realized, this thing is taking a pretty decent picture of me. There's gotta be somebody that's hacking the fucking Kinects that are being opened Christmas morning, and for a good 30 seconds I was worried that my bearded face would be paired with pajama pants that were being pulled down to show a fucking horrendously smelly cock to Kinect. Steve, I played the shit out of that fucking game because it took forever to download one of the others. And as I normally do, instantly, I went into multiplayer mode and I started playing. I was playing this game for a few hours and just destroying people. And what's nice is that the microphone is built in. You just talk to your TV.
You just start yelling.
You yell at them and you fucking jaw these people. And you see, oh, you fucking missed that one, you cuck. You better duck, you piece of shit. I'm just being really rude and really, really mean. And I realize at this point, at one point I had a moment of clarity while I was yelling at a child who didn't know how to move to get out of the way.
Some fat kid.
some kid. I realized that I was sweating profusely. And I caught myself wiping my brow, and then I realized that every time you move your hand, your character moves your hand. So now every time I'm wiping my face, my fucking character is wiping the sweat off his fucking face. You can tell when I'm winded. You can tell when I'm fucking dripping sweat like a stuck fucking pig. So fucking
That's
embarrassing.
That's great. Gotta love video game reality and accuracy.
And Amanda wanted to try it. So she tried it, and I sat down, and then I realized I haven't been to the gym in a few years.
Were you having a heart attack?
Steve, I played this game for 3-4 hours. I played the various games on the Kinect for 3 or 4 hours, maybe 5 hours. Let's go insane here, just really really liberally say 5 hours. I was sore for 4 days. I was sore for 4 fucking days from playing a fucking hoppy jumpy Neely movie fucking video game. Four goddamn days. I couldn't move my fucking legs.
Yo, I went driving golf balls one day, and for 3 days afterwards, my forearms were hurting, and I'm like, yo, my forearms are hurting? Like, I've never even felt this in my life.
You should feel such shame. You went outside and performed a real sport. Steve, I was in my fucking Christmas underwear, jumping and yelling at children in front of my television, unwashed, and I got sore.
I wasn't really yelling at anybody, but yeah. Well, that's more like, yo, that stuff is no joke, man. I mean, they have games. I've seen Wii games that are just completely insane. Like,
what do you mean completely insane?
Like, honestly, the Zumba game. If you,
hold on.
Sure, you've never seen a video.
What the fuck is Zumba?
You never heard of the Zumba classes? It's like the.
Oh no, I thought you were talking about the thing where you shoot the colored balls, and the fucking trail of balls breaks.
Zumba.
Okay. So wait, what the fuck is Zumba?
It's like the 2010s aerobics of the 1980s.
Wait, hold on.
It's like
Steve,
the dancing
Steve,
aerobic
Steve,
thing.
Tell me that you've never tried to do fucking Zumba.
No.
How do you know about the Zumba game on the Wii?
Because
how the fuck do you know? Dude, I've seen it. It's no joke. How the fuck do you know that it's no joke? Why were you trying Zumba?
There's stories
on your Wii.
People have been having heart attacks and like going crazy on their Wii Zumbas.
By the way, Sticks in the HeroesTalk.com chat room is suggesting that Zumba was a weird .com flash site in the 90s, but he's wrong because that was ZumboCom. Welcome to ZumboCom, Steve. It will never be insane. This is just admit. I won't hate you. Just admit that you tried the workout game on the Wii. Admit it.
No, you know what I've figured out? I had a very quick learning curve on the Wii. Once I got the Motion Plus, and I learned that, like, you see in the commercial, people are jumping up and down and swinging the controllers. Dude, I was sitting on my couch, laying down, and it's all about how you move You have to pivot. You have to pivot the controller. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
like you can get a full range of motion out of the controller just by knowing how to pivot correctly.
Yeah, the Wii,
on the controller.
The Wii commercials show a family all dressed in white on a fucking tennis court sized living room, all fucking actively pouncing at the ready to do their next fucking move, and you're sitting there with a fucking bowl of chips on your belly button, just twitching your wrist,
the whole entire family, like welcome to second, third, fourth, and fifth guys.
Steve, are you really owning the people that might be burning calories doing it?
Or, doesn't matter.
Or are you just
matter.
Wasting your fucking time?
Well, that's why I don't play. I haven't played my Wii in forever.
Yeah,
it's too much effort.
Well, I mean, I've been trying to get better at games. So I played a few games of Dr. Mario, as we've discussed in the past.
Oh,
but I won't be doing that for a while. Because I have the new goddamn Xbox Kinect, and I can play Fruit Ninja like a goddamn adult.
How is it on Kinect?
It's pretty fun. You see a shadow of yourself, the fucking fruit get launched up there. There's a very satisfying feeling when you put your fucking fist through a watermelon or whatever. And listen, I realize how this fucking sounds, okay? I realize exactly how this fucking sounds. I'm a grown fucking man. I played with my new video game and my remote control helicopter, and I fucking loved it. And when bath time came, I resisted. I'm a fucking child. I need a good shave.
No bath!
And my legs will not work if I play too many of my new video games. I'm in sad shape, Steve. And sadder still, because there are people out there that don't know about ICU2. Steve, are you aware of ICU2?
Vaguely. I've heard things. Very good things.
Of course you've heard very good things. Nothing but the best things from ICU2. That's ICU. The number 2.
Number 2.
Let me just say, internet communication. Chatting. Do you want to see people's faces? Not really, but on the internet, do you? Absolutely. And you can do it. And you can experience people from the original countries that Steve's favorite Dunkin' Donuts employees come from. You can see faces from any place. ICU, the number 2.com. It's free to try. Install it on your Windows PC. I hear they're going OS independent. They're going web-based. Pretty soon, there are rumblings.
Wow.
Pretty soon they'll be competing with Facebook chat and Google Plus and every other fucking thing that does what ICU2. I'm just kidding. ICU2 is the greatest technological achievement that man has ever done. ICU, the number 2.com. Go there today. Let them know that you heard a very enthusiastic ad for them on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Steven Larper. I've been going off about everything that I got, everything that I did with my Christmas break, and I've been so rude. I didn't even pretend to give a shit about the gifts you've received. Steve, what did you get for Christmas?
I got an axe.
Like a body spray?
No. An axe. A fiberglass handled.
An axe? Someone just got you an axe.
Steel axe. My mom did.
She got you an axe. What for?
For chopping wood.
Don't you have heat?
Yeah, I do. But you know what? Like, I think a fire, just a burning wood fire, is fucking great. I guess I'm a pyromaniac to, like, degree. But.
You got an axe, and that's an axe. Good gift. That's where you're at right now.
We're the same age.
I should be really psyched about getting a tool for Christmas, but yeah. I need games where I can compete with fucking tweens over who can run the fastest river raft down an impossible stream. You got an axe for Christmas, and what are you going to, you're going to chop wood with it?
Yes, I have wood to chop too. So that's like the good thing.
Okay, I don't understand. I'm not really following. Like, why do you don't live in the woods? You live in fucking suburbs of New Jersey.
Yep.
Why do you need a fucking axe?
Well, I guess it's like a family thing. Because, like, first of all, like when I grew up, we had honestly in the suburbs of New Jersey, we had chickens and we had ponies, not horses, but
what ponies. The fuck? You had ponies? You had fucking horses.
We had two ponies, quarter horses.
Are you rich?
No.
How the fuck?
My grandfather was like really into having like owning like livestock. He had a carriage. He had a carriage that he kept at my house.
What year are you talking about that your family owned horses? In the 80s, you had fucking horses?
Ponies, two ponies, not horses, ponies.
Can you give us, what county are you in?
Morris.
You're in fucking Morris County and you have fucking horses.
Yes, ponies.
No, I'm sorry, I will not call them ponies. I actually said that and I heard myself say it. I heard the word leave my mouth and I didn't appreciate it. I didn't like the way it sounded. Ponies. Steve, tell me about your ponies. Isn't a pony just a young horse?
No, that's a colt. A colt is a young horse.
What the fuck is a pony?
A pony is like a somewhat different breed. It's someone like,
who gets soundly defeated at the Wii by Steve.
Yes, you get ponied. No, but we actually there was one. They even owned one before I was even born. My grandfather owned one. It was like all my grandfather's.
Okay, all right. Enough marveling over your fucking livestock.
No, but anyway.
So you got a goddamn axe, and you're really excited about it.
Yeah,
that's the big gift.
like, they always chopped wood. We had ponies, chickens. Like, I shoveled shit as a child, I have to say. My dad was like, the pony manure is very good. Go out into the garden. I mean, there's... And you know what? I was like 6, 7 years old, and I'm just like shoveling shit, and I'm like, oh, I'm doing good for the garden. Like, I had no idea I was even shoveling shit.
I had no idea you had such a rural upbringing. I had no idea.
It's weird.
I've known you a very long time. How the fuck does this never come up? I mean, granted, you have a past where you pretended to be a fucking warrior from the Middle Ages. I mean, it really shouldn't surprise
that
me.
Was that well
you,
after the fact.
That you had a
well
fucking a mount. So you were given an axe. Was it at least put in a box that didn't look like a fucking axe? Or was it just straight up wrapped up? Here's your axe.
It was wrapped up in just like, I mean, it was Christmassy stuff, but it was funny because my two little nieces brought it in. My 5 and 7 year old nieces both carried in this thing. And I'm like, what is this, a microphone stand? And I start opening it up and I'm like, oh, it's an axe.
Goatweed is suggesting that it was given to you in an axe card. That has an outline of an axe inside. It says, place axe here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. You got an axe. I'm very proud of you. I got games and remote controlled things.
I got
Guess who I think had the fucking better Christmas?
I got
me.
One. Hey.
Me. You, we'll may, you know what? You may as well be Jewish. That's like a Hanukkah gift.
Well, that's axe. What I'm saying. Well, to get back to what I was saying, I have a great grandfather that was a Hungarian Jew.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you count that as a 1/8
Jewish? Yeah, you're an 1/8 Jewish. I think they would count that. I think
What about the 1/8 of Hungarian?
Nobody cares about that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter.
I guess the Jew precedes all.
It does. It's coveted in some parts of the world.
Like a Russian Jew would just be a Jew?
Yes, one who really loves Google Chrome and Russian techno. They really love that.
And any non-Mac technology?
Yeah, of course. And
Russians hate Macs for some reason. I've come to understand in working in the tech field.
Yeah. See, the whole reason I have a stumbling block with this thing, and Kremling is actually posing the very question that we asked each other in the chat room right now. Being a Jew is really just a religion, because there are black people that are Jews. Like, what are those dudes in the city that fucking draw horns on Jesus' face? Aren't they Jews, technically? Aren't they the black Israelites? Don't they have some kind of aspect of Judaism that they celebrate? When they look at people like me and call me the fucking transparent bearded white devil? I don't know. Anybody can convert to Judaism. I mean, they don't encourage it, but I don't look at it as an ethnicity, but it seems to be described as that. That's all I'm saying. And I think it has a lot to do, as I said before, with that they, for many, many years, they just stayed with their own. So it was pretty much as qualified as being an ethnicity as anything else. But I don't think it is, personally. I don't think it is. Steve, anyway, you know what? Let's leave that in the past, Steve. We're in a new year right now.
The last year.
Why, Steve? Why? Because Nostradamus, the Mayans? I'm hearing... I thought Nostradamus already fucking blew it. Didn't he already blow it like 5 times? You can't say, I know when the world is going to end.
That's Harold Camping.
And when you're asked, give fucking 10 years. And then everybody still gives a shit. You can't. I remember in 92, it was like, oh my God, Nostradamus said that the world is going to end now. I remember that. They had a fucking TV special. Maybe 92 or 93, but somewhere in the mid to early 90s, Nostradamus said the world was going to end. Oh my God. Let's watch another fucking televised special about Nostradamus. And now, here it is, 2012. Nostradamus has another fucking prediction. The world is going to end. Again. It's so fucking infuriating that his name continues to get fucking mentioned, and people, and okay, most people say it and obviously don't fucking believe it, probably because they were let down so many times, but now there are people like you, Steve, people like you,
me,
you, who That's say racist. This is the last year, this is the last year, and. They have some kind of proof. They have some kind of theory. They read something. What is your fucking... Are you being silly at this point? Or do you actually believe this is it?
No, I don't believe this is it. But here's the thing that... All right. Well, first of all of those doomsday prophecies, they weren't Nostradamus, man. That was all Harold Camping. Harold Camping is that old guy that you see on, like...
Sure, sure.
Public access TV that's... You know, he looks like he's the guy from American Gothic, the painting,
yeah.
About to die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the guy that makes all the prophecies that the world's going to end. The last one, that was like, what, it was the last year?
Yeah, said the world was gonna end. No, I'm fucking almost positive Nostradamus already predicted the world was going to end and fucking blew it. He's done. You don't get another chance at that shit. Fuck Nostradamus.
Wrote like whack poetry that was really vague.
So I remember like, they had these.
It was pretty vague.
They had the special and they fucking reenacted it. And they're like, "I'm going to serve you meat from a pig. Was it the black pig or the white pig?" And he said, "The fucking black pig." And they're like, "I served you the white pig," but no, he served him the black one instead. And Nostradamus was correct. And the fucking actors just putting all they have into this fucking reenactment. Amazing. It does.
They're trying to get into shitty sci-fi horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do it anymore. You know what, Steve? I'm done talking about the end of the year. I just wanted to know, when you chose to ring in 2012,
yep.
What did you do?
Went to sleep. It was 11:58, and I'm like, I'm going to open my window because the neighbors shoot fireworks off.
Okay.
I'm going to go to sleep. So I went to sleep, and about 5 minutes later, I started hearing the fireworks. I looked out, saw some glitter, and went back to sleep.
What are you supposed to do on New Year's Eve? If someone says, "Hey, what'd you do New Year's Eve?" What are they expecting to hear?
Well, I kissed my girlfriend in the mouth with a long tongue kiss, or I found some girl next to me and just grabbed her and started kissing. Like, why do people need to kiss?
So wait, that's the whole that's the whole expectation of what you did. Just
or get drunk.
Wait for
or
an
getting
instant.
Getting drunk is the preamble.
Okay, so you're gonna get drunk. It's New Year's, and then you're gonna kiss somebody at 12. That's really just the only expectation.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, somebody Sticks in the HearUsTalk.com chat room is calling you out for saying. For saying tongue kiss in your fucking 30s, like you've just got out of a game of 7 minutes in heaven, and you're describing it to your best buds.
I was playing a character at that point.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Hey, I was relating the story as the average guy.
You think the average guy uses the word tongue kiss? A long
no
tongue.
Idea. I wouldn't even know, man. I don't want to know.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, what the fuck do you do on New Year's? What do you do? You have to go somewhere? Do you have to go to a party? Do you have to drink? Go to a bar? I mean, for me, it seems like kind of the shittiest of evenings. It doesn't seem like a great holiday, a great celebration. I mean, you can drink anytime that you want.
Yeah.
I mean, the year is ending, sure. There's some kind of numerical significance to that. But it's true. Everybody's getting fucking absolutely wasted. They don't know how to drive anymore. A lot of people attempt to. Cops are out in fucking droves. You will be pulled over if you even fucking waver slightly. Is it worth doing anything? Why not just keep it fucking low key? Stay home. Maybe go get something to eat at with some loved ones. Why are people traveling? Why are people going out? Why is it a thing? You wait until 12 midnight, and then what?
Drive home drunk.
Yeah, or you don't. Or you have the worst night of sleep on somebody's fucking floor, and put yourself at risk for more
awesome
shit that you're too old for.
Way too awesome New Year's Eve.
I mean, we've either reached or we're reaching the age where we're just way too old for this. We have to get drunk when we have a good time. We're too old for that shit, and we're also too old for the, hey, I am now in a position where someone may draw something on my fucking face because I'm being responsible. So I'm going to sleep at this person's house, as are many other people, but because I'm doing so, I may have a cock drawn on my fucking forehead. I'm too old for that shit.
Yep.
I'm just too fucking old for it. I don't see the fucking excitement in it. It's a shitty holiday. I don't want to sleep on somebody's fucking hardwood floor and then wake up in the morning in fucking wrinkled kind of going out clothes and then go have a fucking sandwich and a coffee and drive home. And then,
yeah, well, then you wake up. Well, time to go home.
Well, good time, right? Good time.
Everyone's sleeping.
Yeah. You know what? Even if I did something, I'd have the same answer. But I'm glad that when people ask me, when I go to fucking work, hey, what'd you do on New Year's? Nothing. And it ends there. It just ends there. You don't have to have a conversation about it. You don't have to hear about their stupid shit. Oh, well, you know, we do a little bit of the thing. A little buffet, potluck. No. What'd you do? Nothing. They don't want to talk to you. It's perfect. What'd you do? Oh, how was your Christmas? Good.
You ever get the nasty look for that, though? Like you didn't have a good time? Like, you didn't have a good enough time to even carry on the conversation with the person that just asked you how your Christmas was?
I probably did get the nasty look, but I wouldn't know because when I don't want to talk to somebody, obviously, I'm
that's main priority.
Yeah. The thing is, if I'm not willing to talk to somebody and I'm giving them a one-word answer, I'm not going to give them fucking direct eye contact so that I can see their disappointment. They're going, hey, how was your Christmas? Your New Year's? Oh, hey, we got to be back, you know. Fresh coffee. For some reason, some of my coworkers will just say, fresh coffee. Out of fucking nowhere. They'll just walk by, fresh coffee, fruit in the kitchen. Fresh coffee, fruit in the kitchen. It's really irritating. I had a weird moment today, actually, at work. And, you know, along the lines of how was your New Year and all that shit. Got a coworker came over to my desk. This is, if you've been listening, there was a guy that started the same day as me. Very nice guy, and during training, he found out his father passed away. And I felt for the dude, felt for him. I gave him a fucking half bro hug. And I regret it to this day.
He became attached.
Came over and like put both of his hands on my the edge of my desk, kind of leaning over like he's got to say something. And he goes, tap on the desk twice, you know. 2012. That's it. That's all he said. He just went, lean over. 2012. And I looked, and I said, yeah. Yeah, it is. Hope it's better than the last one. And he's now, he threw off my fucking plan because he didn't ask me anything, so I couldn't give a one-word reply, and I certainly am not rude enough to just not acknowledge it. I have to do something. So I look at him, and I go, yeah, it is 2012. And he goes, hope it's better than the last one. And now I'm thinking, oh, yeah, your dad's dead, and that was bad. Yeah, hope it is. Yeah, really sorry. Yeah, it was a bad year. He goes, best thing that happened to me this whole last year. Right here, getting a job. And I said, wow, okay, yeah, sure. You gotta make money for your family, you know. Gotta support, you know. It's good you're working. Because I'm, and I'm like, oh shit, no. Don't fucking say. What do you think is next, Steve? I want to know what you think is next.
His job is in jeopardy.
No. You want to take another stab at it?
I can't. That's all I can think of.
Is I'm getting divorced now.
Oh, God. Does he have kids?
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
He does. And I'm for example, I just want to say, the dude, he is one of the nicest people ever. He's a good dude. Ugh, God,
could be a
sidebar. Every time I catch myself saying, dude, he's a good dude, I want to fucking pierce my fucking sternum like Steve Irwin. I want to jump on top of a fucking stingray and bleed out. He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
You're just trying to distance yourself from any kind of like personal attachment.
He's a really, really nice person. He's really friendly. And to be perfectly honest,
it's gotta be the wife.
I have nothing bad to say about the guy, except occasionally he'll just come over, take about a 30-second beat, and then say something, and then go. For example, in the summer, he actually, and I think this was triggered by the half bro hug, he put his arm kind of on my, like he was by my one shoulder, but tapped his arm on the other shoulder. So like if he actually left it there, he would have his arm around me, but he was tapping my other shoulder, get my attention, and I look at him and he says,
I'm going gay.
No, well... That's all I could hear, despite whatever he said, but it registered eventually, and he said, I want to suck your dick. No, he said, that's a purdy beard, ball sucker. No, he didn't say
mouth.
Any of these things. He said, he tap on the other shoulder. It's hot out.
Is that even any better?
I don't know what the fuck that is. And he left. And then he just went back to his desk.
That's no better.
Okay, now I'm putting it together. I felt bad for the guy, the person. I almost said dude again. I felt bad for him.
When his dude.
His fucking father died while he's training for a new job. How do you not feel for the fucking guy? I gave him a half hug.
I agree.
July rolls around, he's giving me a fucking shoulder tap, tell me, it's hot out. And now he's letting me know he's a free man. It's just all coming together right now. I gotta just fucking start talking about porking. I gotta start talking about fucking vaginas. And nothing but.
I saw a good Tosh.0 today.
It's almost like chemotherapy.
He had this great video. Hold on. There was a great video, and you just see this guy with his finger, and it's just like this pink, and then it starts panning out, and then there's a tooth. It's a fucking pit bull's side of the pit bull's mouth. He's just like, there you go, ladies. Your lady parts don't really do much more than the side of a dog's mouth.
Yeah, except you wouldn't fuck the side of a pit bull's mouth. Like, I don't understand that, Steve. I don't understand it. Is it visually, it looked like a cunt, is what you're saying?
Visually, they got away with a lot on regular access TV, on cable TV.
So he took a pit bull's mouth and pretended he was fingering a vagina,
like,
and then
he zoomed out. Like, for the first 15 seconds, I gotta say, like, I didn't know how they were getting away with it on fucking cable TV.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, dude, this is... They gotta not have this. And then it pans out, and you're like, oh... Mindfuck. Okay.
Who would have ever thought that the classy owner of a pit bull would have figured out a way to sneak a fake vagina on TV?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm sure it was Michael Vick in his earlier days, his earlier YouTube experiences.
I think I need to treat this like cancer and attack it. And nearly it just hit it with so much bad shit. To the point where it's almost over. It's almost over. And then it'll all come back. Like, I have to do some shit where I almost get fired with my inappropriate musings about vaginas and tits. Just constantly drawing them on Post-its and writing I heart tits and just putting them all over. Just putting them everywhere. I think this is the only way to get this person to stop talking to me. And then at one point where it's like, if I put one more post-it out there, I'll be fired. I stop. And I see if everything grows back except the weird, awkward advances at supposed friendship. It's hot out.
It's hot out, man.
No, man. That would have been like,
that would have been too endearing.
That would have been like, yeah, dude, I'm reaching out to you because we're, you know, we're buddies. We're in this together. We started the same day. We're both as new as each other.
No, it was just creepy and it's hot out.
Just tap on the shoulder. It's hot out. Eyebrow raised too. Don't forget that. It's hot out.
Oh.
And then went back to his desk. And today, you know, getting divorced. I guess I should start telling people, he says. I go, no, actually, you don't have to fucking tell anybody. You don't. And this is the thing I don't understand.
I would have told them to tell all the single ladies and get back to me when you're done telling them all.
No, this is the thing I don't understand. Why does everybody feel like everybody needs to know everything about you? Why do you have to have such a personalized fucking workspace that I now know your entire fucking family tree and every sports team you root for and everything you fucking enjoy and everything about you? Why the fuck do I have to know that? Somebody came by my desk and they go, I mean, I have a couple of notes hung up. I have some stacks of paper. But beyond that, if they decide, hey, it's not working out with Ken, I could fucking grab my fucking headphones, my phone, and be out. That's all I need. Leave the rest. Fuck it. I could be out. I've always worked like that. Every job I've had in an office, just like, you know what? Fuck, I'm fired. Guess what? I don't need a box, motherfucker. Suck my fucking dick. Keep the mug, bitch.
Keep the mug.
I don't care. I could do that.
But no.
If the guy next to me with all the Yankees apparel and the fucking weird noise that he makes, he'd have to fucking spend the better part of a day taking all his fucking ornaments down. The fucking hung up rally towels from fucking World Series past. Family photos. Christmas lights, for Christ's sakes. No, dude. I'm out in a second. You tell me this. Hey, look. It's not working out, Ken. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Thanks for the shot at this. Keep the mug, bitch. And I'm gone.
You know what happened to me? The last office job I had?
What's that?
Someone said, like, I had nothing. I had a cube, you know, like anybody else. Little window, like, panel. And someone came into my cube and said, you have nothing in here. Like, I literally, like, I worked paperless. I could. So I had nothing on my walls. So they're like, you have nothing on your walls. I'm like, all right. So I put up, like, standard operating procedures for, like, every single fucking department except for my own. People are like, what is that? I'm like, well, this is your standard operating procedures. I pull them out and they'd start going through them and it'd be like, yo. All right, just put that back.
There's being, you know, quick on the let go and on the quit. And then there's being an asshole.
Steve, well, yeah.
You're kind of being a dick putting up the employee manual. Someone came by. I don't know who Ken is by looking at this desk. I don't know what I don't know what this says about Ken. I don't know what Ken's into. Look at this. That's right, motherfucker. You don't. How about you ask? You don't need to fucking snoop around to see what I'm into. Ask me what I'm into. Have a goddamn conversation. My name's up there. Ken. There, it's my desk. This is where you come by when you want to figure out what Ken's about. Don't look at my fucking mug. Don't look at my fucking stack of papers and try to fucking figure me out. I'll let you know what I need you to know, okay? And stop telling me it's hot out. Please, it really creeps me out. The weird fucking pats on the shoulder and shit, not cool with. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my whiteboard that I got for Christmas, hang it up, and write, not a fan of touching. Not a fan of touching. Is that inappropriate, do you think?
Inappropriate touching. You have to say inappropriate.
No. Not a fan of touching. And then the next time someone pats me in the back, point to it. But then that's kind of like your fucking move that probably got you shit canned hanging up the procedures. Steve, I don't know.
They'll figure like Rain Man or something.
I don't know if you like it here. You don't have anything at your desk. So you hang up all the rules. You fucking asshole. That's the move a fucking freak would make.
I was so angry because I got like denied like movement up positions 3 times at this point. So it's just like angry, jaded guy at his desk, like not giving up the swing line stapler.
Yeah. Well, I'm Steve. I'm trying to further what we're doing here.
I know you are. I've seen it.
I'm trying to kind of rebuild what we're doing here. As far as when I say we, I mean Hear Us Talk. I'm talking, of course, about Hate Us Talk with our buddy from Texas, who has nothing to say. Nothing. He can say nothing to redeem the fact that songs like He Can't Even Bait a Hook comes out of his region.
Nope.
But
not
he puts
even.
On a he puts on a fine show, and also Geeks of Rage show. And when I say we, of course, I also mean Best in Show Radio, who made their debut, who made their comeback.
Last night. My heart is breaking. My heart is breaking. I liked every single one of the updates that was a countdown until 2 days ago, and apparently I lost count because Chris was keeping...
He started it at 6, Steve. How the fuck could you lose count?
No, he went to 3, and then he stopped.
He did 2, and then he just did 1, see you in 8 hours.
No, really?
Yes!
Oh, I stopped reading Facebook, I guess.
Wow.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
That's what I get for stop reading Facebook.
Well, it's okay, Steve. They didn't just do a show into the ether and for those of the people who were lucky enough to catch it, he recorded it and posted it to the podcast, and it's on bestinshowradio.com, and it's been posted on the Hear Us Talk Tumblr, which is hearustalk.tumblr.com. It's accessible, Steve. You can download, you can listen to it.
But it's not live.
Yeah, it's not fucking like you weren't there for it. You didn't you stopped reading.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It sucks.
You missed a 6-part update at part 4. Why can we? So it's not live, so you're not going to listen to their fucking show? You're not gonna,
I will. I'll try. I will try.
You have an aversion to recorded audio.
It's hard for me. I don't understand it.
It's hard for you? What do you mean it's live, hard for you?
Live is live. You know, it's like...
Yeah, live is live. But when you miss live, you can watch previously live. You can listen to previously live and just pretend it's fucking live. I mean, it's not like you're... It's not like... Okay, maybe it's the same thing for you as for me with watching a sporting event. I could never watch a recorded sporting event.
That's what I'm saying.
But
exactly
it's not
the same.
Although they are audio athletes and they train for this and they flex their muscles before they perform Olympic feats of
I'm
podcasting.
Sure Chris takes his shirt off.
To be honest, no, not during the first episode.
Not
probably
yet.
After. Probably after. I don't know. But you got to check it out. Bestinshowradio.com. They're back. They missed all of 2011 and they're back in a big way. In a Man. Big fucking way, and you need to check it out. As well as all of the other shows in Heroes Talk.
Well,
I'm working on a redesign that I showed you. I've showed a couple of other people. I'd actually like to get the opinion of Kremling, who, you know, actually knows how to do this shit. It actually has an eye for this. Isn't just someone who has visited a website. And
what the hell, man?
And
won't are you diminishing my interpretation?
And won't just say, yeah, it looks good, I guess. I like it. I'm not diminishing.
I gave you more than that. I said it presents the podcast into a foremost.
Are you mad? You're mad.
I'm mad. You're diminishing my opinion,
Steve. Steve, I value your opinion. However, I value the opinion of somebody who fucking lives and breathes web design. somebody who fucking. Let's just face it. You know who Kremling is. And let's say his name is Sobers. let's just say he
really?
Fucking yes lives and breathes it, son. I just blew up.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
I you know how that's, could you? He just typed the homos.
Shattering.
The homos they touch it. How you know? Come on.
They touched Bob's back.
They did.
The homos did.
I'm telling you. And by the way, that whole diatribe was about the very company I'm working at right now.
That's great.
Oh, shit. Well, I
homos do.
We're working hard here. We want to strengthen the online presence and hopefully attract new people listening, make it a better experience for the people who've stuck with us through all the shit, shows not being put on, sites being down, all this stuff, irregular scheduling, poorly designed websites, all the stuff that you guys have put up with. We want to make it better for you, so... we're working hard to get that done, and hopefully it'll be up soon. And hopefully it's a good experience on your mobile device, on your computer. Your computer. Fuck. Does that sound old? Does that sound old to say on your computer at this point? How the fuck is that old fashioned sounding?
No, computer.
I hope it looks good on your computer. No, that's ancient. That's fucking ancient.
It's either a desktop or a laptop now.
There's I've no made computer. A site, and I hope it looks good on your computer. It sucks. Fuck, I'm old. I'm fucking old.
Yeah, my Texas Instrument 95 is a computer.
Fire up your computer and view my websites. Oh, shit. God damn it. Pretty soon I'll be recording a rapping Heroes Talk commercial with a fucking pigeon that says Major Medical Podcast, boy. I want to just also go back to something I mentioned in the beginning about things being your opinion, and it has to be expressed as being your opinion. Nice. Anyway, I'm kind of ashamed. I'm almost ashamed to admit this. Last night I was involved in a Twitter battle. An online flame war with fans of Demi Lovato. And for those of you who don't know who she is, she is a Disney pop star who sings songs and made headlines when she tried to kill herself by cutting her wrists, had a very healthy cocaine habit. And has a real dimply looking fucking bottom of the apple chin. I simply started this off by looking at a trending topic. What hurts me the most? Occasionally I look at Twitter's trending topics just because I want to get a sense for how truly fucking worthless a large portion of the users on Twitter are. And I clicked on this. I clicked on this topic, and one of the top trending tweets was, "What hurts me the most that this happened?" And it was a picture of this pop star, Demi Lovato, and there was a circle over her wrist where there were little cuts and little slashy marks. And this is a person who was, made headlines for trying to kill herself, and these were like little paper cut ass wounds that weren't even near a fucking vein. Attention-seeking wounds. I didn't even say anything bad. I just said she was untalented. And a sea of fucking fans came at me like, "Stop! Oh, stop being mean! Why are you saying mean things? You're disrespecting her! Why are you disrespecting her?" Over and over, incessantly. And I spent the better part of 4 hours... basically, I'm sorry. I think I hear pissing. What the fuck? Steve, I think Steve just walked away to go take a piss. Originally, I thought it was like my mic feeding back from his. Steve, did you just leave to take a piss?
Oh, I'm here.
No, I think we all heard you taking a piss. I heard your fucking. Where were you that we could hear you on your fucking microphone?
My computer is not far from the bathroom.
Oh, You didn't even shut the door, you fucking animal.
Yo, the line reaches from my headphone line to my laptop.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? You were wearing your headphone into the bathroom?
It reaches.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. I actually stopped talking and said, is that pissing? I think I hear pissing. I turned up the gain. And sure enough, I heard the pulsating end of the last part of a piss. Just yep. Slapping the water. Hey, when you have to go, you have to go. That's what I always say. I wasn't talking about anything really important anyway. Just really getting into the topic of me realizing that the young people today are in a mindset. They've been beaten and shaped and molded into a mindset of
self-entitled.
Of believing that everybody should be respected by default.
Self-entitlement, man.
It used Second to be thing. It used to be that respect had to be earned. And disrespect also had to be earned.
I think that's bullshit, because I think you should just respect people regardless.
That's what I'm saying. They believe now. I never believed that shit. You don't get respect by default. Fuck you. I don't know who you are. I'm not going to respect you. Are you going to go into a fucking grocery store and that person with a cart in front of you who doesn't move towards the fucking rice, you're going to respect them because they're just a human who doesn't know that you're trying to eat down the fucking aisle? Huh? Yeah,
don't get me in a grocery store because
Steve, they're a person and they should be respected.
No.
Why are you disrespecting them by not appreciating the fact that they love the center of the Goya aisle?
Yo,
fuck them.
Moms, these are the people that you fear pulling out of the fucking parking lot when you're trying to leave the store that you're just shopping at, when all you have is three things in your hand. You don't even have a carry basket. Like as a man, I don't think many men go shopping by themselves and go and get a fucking full-on supermarket basket. You might get the carry basket, or they'll just go in and just, you know, grab what you need with your bare hands.
Wait. You don't think guys go and get a basket? What do you mean they don't get a basket, they get a basket?
No, you don't go.
You call the cart a basket?
No, there's a shopping cart.
Yes.
A hand basket.
Yes.
And then just grabbing what you need and leaving.
Okay. There's also the basket that turns into a fucking airport suitcase. You ever see those? They have like little rolly bag wheels and you can just roll them on the ground. Have you seen those?
Those are for the people that are one step away from the go-kart shopping cart.
Oh shit, that's what I use.
Tell me you hop on the little fucking go-kart and go shopping.
No, it's like the hand basket that you can put on the ground and pull. And I just do that now. Does that make me a fucking piece of shit? Yeah, and also, Steve. Are you suggesting that you're less manly if you use a cart?
No. If you're going for a large amount of things, that's fine. That works.
Okay.
I think most of the time, like me personally, I use the hand basket. It's either hand basket or nothing.
Okay.
Like 90% of the time, I would say. And like the people, when you go into a supermarket, it's almost amazing because you can tell every bad, horrible woman driver because they can't even steer a shopping cart the right way. Like you'll be on the left side of a lane. And you'll be by the Goya aisle, by the pineapple soda, just like 2 inches between you and the metal of the shelving. Yet the girl that's coming at you with her cart on the other side of the lane will just try to steer into that little 2 inches. She can fit her 3 foot wide cart in there.
You know what this is? It's every woman that encounters a man in a fucking grocery store. Everyone. When you go in there and you have to buy fucking products at a goddamn ShopRite, if they have a cart and you have a cart and you're facing each other, they never relent because they're like, well, I do this every day and he's the man and doesn't know the rule. Look, bitch, let me tell you something. No, be a fucking human and put your goddamn cart to the fucking side when you see me coming down the fucking rice aisle. Make way, bitch. One side. I'm trying to get at some fucking a sack of rice and get the fuck out. I'm not here getting a week's worth of fucking supplies. I'm here to get one fucking thing because I got a goddamn pile of shit I need to eat. Because my lovely girlfriend likes to coupon. So we don't need to get fucking groceries every fucking week. If we need the occasional thing, I go there and I fucking get it. Yeah. You're the burden with your chain of fucking carts.
Have you ever seen the people at the supermarket that have, like, the stuffed cart? Like, they just, like, got onto a supermarket sweep and they're trying to win, like, the grand prize?
I can't. First of all, let me just stop here and say, I would fucking dominate supermarket sweep.
Go to the cheese aisle, dude.
I would fucking destroy you.
No. Okay,
Steve, let's say this. Let's say this right now. Let's say we're of equal speed.
We should.
Where is your first move? Where is your first move? Supermarket sweep. Go.
Vinaigrettes and Italian dressings. All the dressing aisle, cheese. Cheese and dressing.
You lose. Let me tell you why. I can fit every fucking vitamin in that goddamn store in that cart and fucking house you. I could just fucking run with my fucking arm down the goddamn shelf, put it in my cart, and fucking house you. But I still got to get at one of those smoked hams.
Because
there might be the bonus.
The golden tag.
There might be the bonus. I have to get a smoked ham.
Three smoked hams.
But I'll get. Believe me, I'll have a fucking three lifetimes worth of Centrum Silver, and I'll fucking destroy you. But yeah, there are the people.
They didn't really have that. Did they have that aisle back then? Like when the show was on, was there a vitamin aisle?
I think there was. They had like aspirin and shit. Yeah, it's clearly the most expensive thing, and the least use of space. Every contestant goes for the gigantic fucking 3-foot ham that costs $5.
Yo, let's get 15 turkeys, guys.
Yeah, okay, we got $25 in one cart. I don't want to be racist, but the black contestants were the most entertaining to watch on not only Supermarket Sweep.
At the game.
Not only Supermarket Sweep, but Love Connection. Yeah, they were the worst at that game because they had no... It seemed to me, in the instances that I saw, I'm not trying to generalize, but let's generalize here.
I'm saying the Italians are the best at
a pool of supermarket sweep contestants that are black, most of them played the game. They played the game by getting things that they wanted rather than things that would tally up a lot of money. So they would go to the very expensive meat aisle and just feel, I'm getting the turkeys! You get those turkeys!
16 watermelons.
You're getting those turkeys. No sticks. They didn't go straight to customer service and ask for scratch-offs, rain checks, and Newports. They did not. That's racist. Very racist. I'm sure maybe the first episode, they
like
probably did.
Scratch-offs. They had scratch-offs. You see the people just fucking holy pulling shit down this whole line of scratch-off tickets.
Yeah. You know, the worst thing is they actually they had a little bit of their soul muted out by having to wear the same matching sweatpants and sweatshirt as their spouse. Yeah, it was it was like 80s workout wear, but with a polo shirt underneath. There was the sweatshirt with like the polo shirt underneath. Like they tried to dress it up a little bit.
You get it classy.
Yeah, I would fucking kill. Do they have those online? Can you stream an episode of Supermarket Sweep? They need to bring that shit back. But they need to, you know what they need to do is make it, have obstacles. The they didn't have any fucking obstacles.
They need Ben Bailey as the host of that. He would be great.
Who was the host of Super Mario Sweep?
It's that guy that was in like the fucking commercials with the English.
I don't
guy
know why, but all I can picture is the guy that that hosts the shows where they talk about how great the cops are and how at chasing people. Where the guy's like 5'3", hops out of the goddamn police car. And you better watch out if you're considering running against the law. The boys in blue will come after you, and justice will be served. Fucking little shrimp with the fucking Oompa Loompa tan and his pure white hair. Fuck you.
I'm thinking of the guy. Who is the guy that did the infomercials? Mike with the sweater? He was always Mike the American with the sweater.
All I remember... By the way, infomercials are coming... They're pretty much back, but they're just commercials. I was talking or chatting online. Not talking. Who talks anymore? I was chatting with Shawnee Murphy, and out of nowhere, he goes, "Holy shit, I just saw somebody blow a pancake out of a pen." And then I saw the same fucking commercial. They're selling a fucking pen that you never have to clean.
Oh, and the granite pan? Is it the granite one?
It's apparently some kind of ceramic coating where they're cooking it over the top of on the range, and they're just fucking shaking it the whole time. The egg is just never sticking.
Yeah, and he just keeps throwing cheese in. He's like, "Burnt cheese.
Watch this. I'm just going to burn all this cheese."
And then, yes. That's the granite pan.
And they just flip it over and it falls off. He's like, "I clean it with a paper towel." And then the climax is when the guy takes they zoom in real close to the pan and there's a pancake cooking. The guy puts his face real close and goes and blows on the fucking pan. The pancake goes flying onto the plate. He fucking blew a pancake out of the pan. And what I'm thinking is it really that difficult to clean a fucking
part?
Is it really that difficult to clean a fucking frying pan? That you're willing to grow new tumors so you could do that?
Yes.
You think it is? It's actually worth it? It's worth poisoning everyone you love?
The public thinks yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Because, I mean, if you cook on cast iron, the iron leaches into the food. It enriches it with its own iron.
Irony goodness.
Yeah. Well, what do you think the fucking ceramic blow a pancake out of it pan does? Whatever that shit is, whatever kind of fucking space-age polymer, as Clayton would say, whatever kind of fucking polymer.
Sushi polymer?
Yeah, I died right there on that skier. That shit, that chemical is going right into your fucking pancakes. Look, it may be cool to be able to blow your breakfast out of a pen. The same way you would blow out a birthday candle. But there's a fucking definite long-term price to pay for that goddamn trick. I'm sorry. Anything that's easy now, anything that makes it easier at this point in our technological arc, it will actually murder you. It will take your life.
Yeah.
Every time saver. This shit that I'm looking at right now, this huge glowing rectangle that's illuminating my face, is zooming past my fucking pupils into my fucking brain. What's it doing? This isn't the starlight, the moon, and the sun that it was designed for. This is fucking pure radiation shining into my fucking brain. And I do it for hours every day. Hours.
I think I got you beat.
I keep a cell phone in my pocket, near my chest, near all my vitals, near every fucking vital organ I have. I have some kind of a fucking device that's trying to connect to
emit radiation.
It's emitting radiation. I'm gonna look like a fucking a twisted Joshua tree when I'm 40 and withering away. And I don't need to have said in my lifetime, "Well, I did make a purchase from the TV. And one time, maybe twice, I blew a pancake out of a pan."
It was granite.
You can only have that ta-da moment once. If you did that every time you used that fucking pan, you would just be a fucking asshole. Like, okay, look, I understand it's nonstick, but you're blowing on my fucking food. You're actually blowing on, like, with your fucking mouth. It's disgusting at this point. I would rather you just use your fucking piss hands than blow your fucking saliva all over my fucking pancake. The most absorbent of all breakfasts. Fuck you. Steven. I want to say, this has been pretty fun episode. Pretty fun episode. I'm sorry, you were talking about the supermarkets. We went off on supermarket sweep. I just want to make sure you got all your points across, Steve. You go there and you feel inadequate Is it that people...
No, it's not
what
an
is
addict.
It? What is it like, that you feel, Steve?
I feel like even if I'm just carrying, like, if I walked into a supermarket, grabbed a dozen eggs, it seems like every single person in the supermarket at that point is targeting my dozen of eggs in my left hand.
Yeah.
It's like they can't make a goddamn straight line. No one in the supermarket can make a goddamn straight line. Like, they can't just drop off their supermarket.
You know what it is? Nobody wants to leave their cart. They all think they're fucking...
Because it'll get robbed. It'll get robbed.
Oh, my God. I picked out this can that has 25 cans next to it.
Yeah.
But no, they all want to be attached to their cart. They want their cart to be around them at all times, which means you're going to have traffic jams. And nobody wants to relent. Everybody wants to just go. And if you let one person go, that means everybody behind them is going to go, too. So it's chaos because people are fucking idiots and assholes. And I hate waiting behind people who don't realize that they're pieces of shit. And that I hope they can't afford their food so that they won't be in a grocery store at some point.
But have you ever seen the people that think they're going to get robbed? Like, they're shopping, they're halfway through their shopping, and they're like, someone might rob my shopping cart of the things I've already chosen.
No, because this isn't fucking Jingle All the Way, and Sinbad isn't trying to get your fucking can of lima beans.
Does that happen in that movie? Like, I've never seen that happen ever, anywhere, ever.
Wait, what? Does Sinbad trying to steal your lima beans? No, Sinbad wants the toy. There's an actual sought-after item. Jingle All the Way. I laughed. I cried. It's a great movie. Good
Schwarzenegger
movie. That'll be, by the way, that'll be Sober's next moniker. Yeah, Steve, I don't know. I don't know. I'm an impatient person. I want people to just do what the fuck they're going to do. And I hate everybody, except I have a respect for the elderly at this point.
Me too. And, do you hold doors for the elderly?
I do. I'm actually very sweet to old people.
And like, will you wait the extra like 6 awkward seconds, like when they're walking into the same store that you are?
I'll
open the door.
A lot of people hate this, that people do this, but if I see somebody that is old, I'll hold the door until they get through, like a minute, a whole minute, a minute and a half. I offered to carry stuff for them and do that. And I would never have done that. They would have just been any other person that irritates me if it wasn't for the fact that my mom took care of my grandmother, and I witnessed that. And for some reason, for obvious reasons, that really left an impression on me. And now when I see somebody who's elderly and decrepit... And honestly, they're decrepit. They're fucking.
I gotcha.
Like, if coral was moving and living, and then you take it out and put it in your fucking fish tank, and it's all hardened and terrible, that's what they are. As far as human
form. Davy Jones' locker.
Right now, I'm moving. I got a clownfish in me. I'm living. I'm alive. But pretty soon, we're all going to be in that next to that dumb castle with a goldfish shitting on us. That's just how it is. We get brittle, we fucking wither, we become decrepit. But when I see them, I think of my grandma, and I give this person a fucking pass that they probably don't deserve. Because just these people 15 years ago were the same assholes that didn't move out of your way in the adobo fucking Goya aisle.
But you gotta do it.
They wrote a personal check or whatever. But now I kind of extrapolate some of the feelings I have for my family onto them. And it's not fair, but they get it.
You know what I do, though?
Trip them and steal them and have sex with them in your orderly outfit?
No, I definitely let all the old people through. But I relish in the fact that I don't allow that for young people. Like, anybody that I deem that might be younger than me, they got to catch that goddamn door before it closes.
Yeah, fuck them. Young people have had it too easy. They've had it too easy. They win everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything's round the edges. Oh, it's smooth for them. Don't let them fall. Don't let them experience any pain. Don't let them fucking trip. Don't let them feel less than nothing. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of fucking good and progress has come from people feeling like they're less than nothing. It's yep. It's healthy to an extent. Do I think every kid should feel like they're shit? No. But every kid should at least know what the fuck it is to feel like shit. They should know that you could possibly feel like shit.
Or the shovel shit.
Yeah, you could shovel shit from your ponies that your fucking Hungarian grandfather brought over on the on a fucking... I was going to say the Mayflower.
What I know
asshole.
You are.
What a fucking
You're
asshole.
You're very close. You're
but
very
listen,
close.
We're in an age right now where everything to us that's coming out, everything that's new, the new gadget, a new service, a new site, something like this, is amazing because we knew life without that. These kids don't know life without the fucking internet. They don't know what they don't know about the times that you would just go out in your car and not have a fucking phone, and if you broke down, it wasn't that big of a goddamn right? deal. They don't know
Dude,
about
that. I
was that.
Thinking about this the other day.
They don't
was,
fucking honestly, understand it. Well, now... Exactly. Now it's like if at work someone was telling me, yeah, it was rough on New Year's because my brother-in-law, their car broke down, and he didn't charge his phone. And I felt it initially. I said, oh shit, he didn't charge his phone. What an idiot! And I'm thinking, wait a minute. If I was having this conversation in 1997,
yep,
it would be like, well, his fucking car broke down, so naturally he did something, and it's okay again. It's just yeah, not like, the world doesn't fucking end because you can't get to everybody in an instant.
Yep.
And they don't understand that, and they don't truly appreciate it. And there were things that were miraculous in our time as kids when we were young that weren't around to the older people, I guess, and we took them for granted. But at least we weren't so fucking spoiled to expect everything. To expect everything. To behave as we were told it should. Oh.
It's the rough thing, man.
Why, when I tweeted Demi Lovato, why are you mean? You're disrespecting her.
Demi Lovato.
First of all, your super kindness and my mega terrible heartless meanness all work out to the same fucking value. Two sides of a coin. That nobody in her camp saw flipped. She didn't read any of the fucking posts, whether they were supportive or extremely negative. So they did not fucking do anything. And even if she read them, Steve, are you going to take another fucking piss? What are you doing?
No.
Why are you moving so much?
Because I'm moving.
We're building to an end here.
I know. I'm done moving.
No, now he's seated on the goddamn bowl. Probably a
no.
Here's what I picture. You're in a basement bathroom with a toilet so old that it's either that avocado green or that robin's egg blue, where the seat has like plastic padding that's cracked. The cracked padding with the yellowing foam.
I walked over.
Which is not yellowing from age. What?
No. I picked up a beer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Well, enjoy your beer. I just hope. I hope that the young people can stop being fucking cunts, can know what it is to fail, and know that it doesn't feel good. See, the problem is everything feels good when you're young. Everything's great. Everything's perfect. Why the fuck? Fuck, would you want to change that or do anything different? You don't. You stay where you are. You get complacent because you're already in a perfect situation. And I can understand the parents' mentality of wanting to protect their kid from failing or from, you know, experiencing these kinds of, setbacks. They want their kid to succeed. I get that. But sometimes success is driven by a fear of failure that is a very real notion. You touch a fucking hot pan, you burn your fucking hand. Guess what? You're not going to be complaining to the fucking pan. Oh, why are you so hot and hurty? Why? Why aren't you padded? Like Steve the LARPer's fucking toilet. Steve, I want to thank you very much for being a part of this episode, for being a part of Heroes Talk. Thank you very much. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
No.
Excellent.
Be sure
to check out.
I want to see something.
Okay, good. Be sure to check out every episode that Hear Us Talk produces, whether it's this show at DJNewStyleShow.com, BestInShowRadio.com, HateUsTalk.com, GeeksOfRageShow.com. We're working hard. We're pushing. Hopefully 2012. Hopefully my prediction for 2012 is not as much bullshit as Nostradamus' horse shit ass fucking prediction.
It's the last year.
It is not the last year. But if it is, it'll still be a very big year for Hear Us Talk. We're pushing. We're working.
Yeah. Always.
And we hope that more of you appreciate more of us. Thank you very much for tuning in. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Facebook.com/HearUsTalk. I really want you guys to, if you could find it in your hearts, to follow us on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook. That would be so good. Have a good week. For the year that-